Tree Fort Gang? TFG?
If you had to guess right now, what time is it?
8:30.
9:05. Okay. I know. We had a long day. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Five episodes.
This is the Dylan Watches Thrones for the First Time podcast.
It's kind of a long name, but we can roll with it.
We're workshopping the name. So, for a little bit of an intro, Dylan is one of those people that he just got swept up. You know, he saw the first episode.
It's intimidating to start a show.
It is. First. You're telling me.
Especially a show with 8 seasons.
Yep.
It has a cult following.
People loved it.
Yeah. Yep. Every person, like, for the most part, obviously it ended a couple of years ago, but for the most part, up until the end, everyone, when you just make small talk, would ask about it.
Yeah.
So it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's hard to start that.
Yep. So what we're doing here is we're introducing Dylan to the life of Game of Thrones. So, Dylan, walk me through, before 3 p.m. today, your knowledge of the realm. And that could be words that you've heard. That could be names, ideas. But just what is your general, like, if you knew anything, put it in the mic.
I really didn't have anything, if you remember when we were talking about it. I knew the name Jon Snow.
Okay.
So now I know. Now I have a face for
you
the
got
name.
A face then. It's a handsome face.
I know we're not going to get there anytime soon. I've heard of the Red Wedding, and then I know that there's dragons involved, and I think I've seen the blonde girl be close to dragons. Dany, whatever her actual name is.
Daenerys. Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
I'll just clarify. I know we have the names of everyone at this point, but a lot of them haven't stuck to me yet, so I'm going to have a hard time identifying some people.
And that's fine. So Dylan's never seen it. I have seen it multiple times. I am his guide, his spiritual guide throughout this voyage, his Sherpa of the Game of Thrones world. And so we want to have him experience it so that he knows what we're talking about. But also, it's just a great show. Like,
yeah.
You got to be a part of it. And then with House of the Dragon going on,
I think it's
another great show. It's just a great,
it's just a fun thing to do as well.
It's a good,
like, it's a great way to watch a show and then be able to, like, take notes with somebody. Because I'm watching it with somebody who's watched the show multiple times who can kind of give me the necessary information as it happens or confirm stuff or, like, let me just ask questions.
And for those at home that think I'll spoil anything, I will not. I'm leading him to have his own thoughts and discussion, and we will hear that in this podcast. So just so everyone's clear, I want to hear after every half season what he thinks is going to happen, and that's what we're going to talk about in these podcasts. So with that being said, we watched today season 1, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, with those episodes being viewed, what did you think?
I loved it. I mean, I'm already pretty invested. I was invested, like, I don't know, by the second scene, which is funny because I did watch the first episode one time back in, it had to be in 2017 or 2018, and it just didn't stick for me. Maybe it was because I didn't have somebody to bounce information off of, but I'm already very invested in the show. I'm kind of bummed that I have to wait until we're going to do a podcast to watch it.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to watch a show for 5 episodes after nothing and then cut cold turkey for a bit. But it's a really good show. I love when there's a bunch of different narratives playing out and you have to kind of connect the dots. I mean, I haven't watched this show, but I've seen a lot of HBO shows I like. Like, Westworld was my favorite show for a while until they canceled it after season 4. After season 3 and season 4 both sucked, I really was hoping they'd redeem themselves.
Yeah.
But the first two seasons of that are my favorite show ever.
Yep.
Other shows too, but just my side tangent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the show. It's really good.
Great. So, as far as the show goes, I want to ask vague questions, but also just keeping things fresh, letting him kind of, like I said, experience it for himself. I think everybody who's watched this show kind of has that, like, you know, season one, I like this character. And then season two happens, I like this character. Season six happens, ooh, I like that guy. And then, you know, yada, yada, yada. So we will be cataloging that with Dylan as we go through this. So let's start with the biggest piece of the pie. So running through the episodes that we watched in a very brief description, episode one, John Aaron is dead. The hand to Robert Baratheon.
R.I.P.
Yep. He's got the stones on his eyes. Dylan thought it was like a spa day.
Yeah.
It was not a spa day.
It was a pretty nice funeral.
It was his funeral. So he's dead. The king and the Baratheon Lannisters go up to Winterfell to try to get Ned to come down, be his new hand. You get introduced to a lot of characters quickly, but I think the really good thing about the show is those characters do develop over time. Episode two, you do start to hear a lot about the reason behind everything. So in episode one, you know, Robert wants to go into the crypt and he's talking about Lyanna and everything that happened. And then episode two, he's going, a little bit more in detail. Jon Snow gets to the wall. What else do we get? We see Dany and her brother Viserys are across the narrow seas in Essos. She's getting arranged marriage to
Jason Momoa,
Khal Drogo, the Dothraki. And then from there, episode four, you start to see Ned kind of picking up on what's going on. How did Jon die? Turns out he was poisoned. He's trying to figure out from who and why, and they think they know from who. That guy gets stabbed in the neck with a joust lance. Pretty crazy. And then he meets Gendry. And then, what else? Tyrion is on the road. Tyrion's on the King's Road, runs into Catelyn Stark. There's a whole lot going on there. She takes him because of pushing Bran. I mean, I'm trying to explain all this.
I know. I was going to say, you're just kind of riffing the first five episodes.
Yeah.
She was, like, kind of avoiding the imp at first, and then when he, like, saw her is when she made, like, a big show about it. So I didn't really understand why she did that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she really thinks that he did it or that they all did it, the Lannisters in general. So I didn't know about that. But, yeah, and then basically up until what just happened was when Ned and Jaime just fought for the first time.
Yeah.
I assume for the first time. And then he got the spear through his like calf to break it up. Yep. Or
the guy stabbed him.
Yeah, right, leg right somewhere. In the leg.
Yep. So, Arya, Sansa, they had their run-in with Joffrey. They're in King's Landing now. Bran fell from the tower. The assassin came. The dog ripped his throat out.
Yeah, go dog. Yep. Summer, right?
Summer, yep. And then...
Oh, R.I.P. to...
Lady.
Lady, yeah, rip.
Lady, yep. lady didn't make it.
Yeah.
But that is, in a nutshell, in a very convoluted nutshell, the five episodes that we watched. So I'm going to ask the big question. How do you think this ends? And I know that that question right now seems kind of weird. Series? How do you think the series ends? For those at home who have seen this, I know that question could seem weird, but it will just be interesting to map his thought process. So,
all right.
How do you think this series ends?
Okay, this is going to be kind of an off-cuff take. I didn't really think about this while we were watching the episodes. Okay, I was kind of focused on season one as a whole.
Okay.
I feel like the crown is going to turn over a few times.
Okay.
I feel like there's going to be a couple different kings or queens that have the throne. I think in the end it's going to end up with somebody like Jon Snow or Arya. Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. The girl, yeah. I have a feeling one of them will be, like, the final ones holding it.
Okay.
You asked me who the hand would be, who I thought Jon Snow's hand would be, too.
Sure.
Who'd I say? I think I said the,
Tyrion.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just think, I do know there's, like, a Snow King. So, I guess that's one thing that I forgot, when you asked me for my information going in, because I've seen pictures of him online, I think. Mm-hmm. I hope. So obviously there's going to be a war there. So I feel like first, and I'm sure there's other narratives that are going to come up that we haven't seen yet and other characters, but I think like the first one to play out is going to be with the Lannisters, that the internal conflict with Buddy and his sister boinking that pushed
Jaime.
Yeah, Jaime
and Cersei, yeah.
That pushed
being intimate.
So I think that the Lannisters narrative is going to be the one that kind of comes to the head in season one.
Okay.
I do think obviously at some point they're going to be fighting with the what are they called, with the Targaryens, the derelicts or
Dothrakians.
Yes. Yeah. I think they'll fight them at some point too. I think they'll have the crown at some point, but then I also think like when winter comes they're going to be fighting,
okay,
like the White Walkers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really know how it ends. I think, like, there's obviously a dragon at some point.
Okay.
And a lot of people are going to die, and somebody's going to get the helm. I have no idea. I can't imagine a show like this really having a good ending. But maybe for certain characters, it is better than how it starts.
Okay. Yeah. I think, And like I said, I think this is a very interesting show to try to put a pin in how you think it's going to end, because things are always moving, things are always evolving, and I do think that you've got a pretty solid thought process so far. The one thing, how do you think season one ends? So make it a little bit easier,
mm-hmm.
if knowing how HBO shows operate, being that you love Westworld, that there's usually a cliffhanger, a big cliffhanger at the end. How do you think season one will end?
I think if somebody is going to die, it's going to be Jaime. So I think that, because we just watched episode 5, so we're kind of in the beginning of the back half.
Okay.
So I think that was a prequel for a later fight, mm-hmm. but there obviously has to be enough time for Ned's leg to heal.
Yeah.
So I'm not completely sure how that's going to play out, but I feel like they fight again and he ends up dying. I feel like if from a cliffhanging perspective, I don't know. It's obviously going to... Lyca.
He's just out of here.
Yeah, he was tired of it. He didn't want to hear Thrones talk anymore.
Yeah.
It's got to be a cliffhanger on, like, if Ned or Jon Snow or somebody makes it out of a situation. But I don't think we've seen the specifics yet of, like, the ending moment. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't reckon, at least. I mean, there's 3 more episodes. I feel like a little bit more has to play out first before everything kind of comes to a head.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. So
I think Jaime would die.
So you're predicting Jaime dies. That's the cliffhanger of season one. And then what does that set up?
Well, more for of a, season two. More of a conflict. Like that's kind of the climax is the Jamie part. I don't really know what the cliffhanger will be, but I think it would just be like infighting, like the Lannisters going at it with the I guess the crown. Because they're obviously the one bankrolling them, and they made a point to say how much money they owed. I don't think that's going away.
Okay.
Like, obviously, I think that's going to come back up at some point, and I would imagine it would be... I don't really know how, but something's got to happen there.
Sure. Okay. I like it. I think, like I said, I think you're on a pretty good path, and it'll be interesting...
I know, it's going to be so funny to listen to this, like, after watching season 5 and, like, knowing everything.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how you think it kind of ends, how it transpires. Let me ask you, who is your favorite character right now?
Ned. Yeah, sure.
Why?
He's the honorable one. Okay. I mean, he's like, I'm kind of pro the whole Stark family right now. Like, that's my house.
Yeah.
If I had to claim a house.
Sure.
But he's the head of that. He was the head of Winterfell.
Yep.
Being
that you've played Skyrim, it's funny because, like, there's Whiterun.
Yep.
There's, what the hell's it called? Yeah, because there's Winterhold. In Skyrim, and then there's like all these cities.
Winterfell
in Game of Thrones.
I want to say, like, Winterhelm.
Yeah, you're just like, wait a minute, what? Like, I'm pretty sure that's in Skyrim, and like Riverrun. Like, wait, isn't that in there? Like, so
Fossruda.
Yeah, exactly.
So. What was I saying? Yeah, like, I kind of just ride for them right now. Like, that's my... Mm-hmm. If I had to claim a set, that would be my set.
No, okay.
I'll stop that.
Okay.
And then, yeah, he's the head of it. He's, the honorable one. He's the one defending his pride. He's the one, like, getting shit done. That was the one thing What's-Her-Face said. Cecilia.
Cersei.
Yep, that one. The queen.
Yeah.
Like, he's serious enough.
Yeah.
So, that's my favorite character so far. If I had to say number two, it would be Jon Snow. Okay. He didn't get a lot of screen time in episode 5, but I know he's like a cool... I kind of know he's a cool character. You know
something's going on.
Yeah, and then like him being the bastard, and like he's obviously good with a sword, at least compared to his constituents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say he's number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so those are the two favorites. Let's go to least favorites.
Yeah. You're going to have to say his name. He's the guy that... He's the son of the Mad King.
Viserys,
yeah. I can't stand him. I'm so glad his sister's, like, bossing him around now. Yeah. And he's just looking at her like a little, like, oh. He's like a puppy getting yelled at. I love it. I hate him. He's by far my favorite. He's getting
sunned by his sister.
Yeah, my second least favorite is Jaime, the brother of the queen.
Okay.
He just has a punchable face, first of all. I mean, so does Viserys. Like, that's kind of the thing. All three of them, they just have, like, really punchable faces.
Yeah.
Super punchable face. Joffrey. But also...
Joffrey's got the number one
punchable face. He's my... Yeah, so he's my third.
Yeah.
Joffrey. Most punchable face, but he's a kid. So that's why he's number three.
Yeah.
But he's probably an adult now, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what he looks like, actually. I'm sure he looks like an adult by the end of the show.
Yeah.
8 years is a long time.
I'm sure he's handsome in real life, but
yeah, I'm sure he's show. I'm sure he's got a great personality too.
Yeah,
still punch him. He's punchable face.
He's gonna be punched.
Yeah. That kind of stole the thunder from Jaime. Jaime, boinking his sister weird, pushed Brando on me out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not with that. Yeah. I don't know for sure who did the assassin, so I could assess blame to him for that, for the assassin trying to end Brandon when he was in a coma. And then he just fought my guy. He just fought my favorite character.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah. And then, Joffrey would be my least favorite. Just look at him. That's all you gotta say.
Okay. Yeah. These are the fair observations. Okay. So those are the favorite characters. Going into the who is the hottest
Well
of the show?
So you said that you have a top 5.
I've got a top five.
None of the top five have even been presented yet.
Correct.
So I'm not going off a lot.
That's true.
It's obviously Daenerys.
Danny.
Yeah, obviously. First and foremost, I saw her boobs. I saw her butt.
Yeah.
I saw her. I've seen her have sex. Mm-hmm. Second, she's kind of like, now she's boss girl in bed. That's kind of how she's like claiming her stake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of translated that boss girl energy to like her life. Mm-hmm. Now she's telling little sissy boy what to do and smacking him around and shit. So I feel like I don't have a lot of choices. Like every other girl in the show to this point has either been really old or 13.
So
I'm kind of going with the only option, but it's not a bad option.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, if the shoe was on the other foot and we said, who's the handsomest in all of Westeros?
Someone we just talked about. Okay. He may have a punchable face, but that's because it's beautiful. Jamie.
Okay. Jamie.
great jawline. I'd love to hit it.
Great jawline. Jamie Lannister is the handsomest man, and Daenerys Targaryen is the hottest woman, according to Dylan.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would say Jason Momoa. I don't know. I don't see it. Even when he was younger. I don't really get that.
Okay.
He's kind of more like a Dwayne The Rock Johnson type to me than a sex figure.
You don't think Dwayne The Rock Johnson is handsome?
Good looking guy, but not like women love Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay.
I think it's just because he's big. Like, I don't think, like, if you put his face on, if face and hair on, like, a regular guy, like that one commercial, the one Super Bowl commercial where he takes his arms off, like, it doesn't play.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like he would be a popular answer, so I gotta say that.
There you go.
I definitely think something's happening in the North. For sure.
Talk about the, and that's a good point, because that's something that they show it in the first 5 minutes
of
episode one, is those people just getting effed above the wall. And then afterwards, it's like, White Walkers aren't real, blah, blah, blah. Like, we know they are. So, like, talk about that.
Yeah, one. We're 5 episodes in. Nothing has come close to that scene. Those things were creepy as hell. The one thing is, I didn't realize that they were north of the wall in that scene. I thought that they were south of the wall, and that's why they were surprised they encountered any. And then that was why he was a traitor, was because I didn't expect that he could go through the wall and then abandon it.
Yeah.
Because if he was on the other side, he had to cross it and keep going.
Yeah.
The guy they beheaded in the first episode, Offred. Actually, it's funny, because that's how Skyrim starts, too. It's like people being beheaded.
There are a lot of similarities between Skyrim and Game of Thrones.
Was Skyrim based on these books at all?
I don't know.
When did these books come out?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. I could probably ask my dad or my brother. I bet they know. They've read them.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. Why I definitely thought the White Walkers were coming was because I thought they were already starting to leak through. So that's why another reason why I changed my perspective. I said originally it was going to be like a 3-pronged war in season one with the Targaryens and internally with the Lannisters. So many different names. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
And fighting in the North. So I don't think the North is going to be that pertinent in season one. I think winter hits later on. I don't think winter hits in season one, because there's only 3 episodes left. There's no way.
Right.
So that's something for later, but I think that will probably be the main thing. I'm going to assume that's the biggest threat.
What will be the main thing?
The White Walkers and the Winter King, whatever that is. Like, their army. I assume they have one.
Okay.
I think they'll end up being, like, the biggest threat in all of Game of Thrones. But that's what I think's going on in the North. I don't think it's going to be a problem just yet, but eventually it's going to be a problem.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah.
We could talk about the characters up there. Sam.
Yeah.
Sam is either about to die right away after being introduced, or he's going to be with us for a while.
what do you, so So right now, so the good thing about this is like, it's almost like you placing bets and I know what happens. So yeah. So here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do for a time thing. I'm going to ask you about five characters and you think about it and you tell me what happens. Okay. So number one, Sam.
Again, Sam either is going, he was just introduced in the most recent episode we watched, right? Episode 5. He's either going to die right in episode 6. Like, they're going to, which how he would is new recruits show up. So these guys get, as the one guy mentioned, summoned to the field, like, on duty. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're going to get asked to do something simple, but he's not built for this. Okay. So it's either like he's gonna be killed right away on their first task, and that's what's gonna happen episode 6 or 7, like really soon. Mm-hmm. Or they play the long game with him as a character. They really round him out, make him more like harder and like what, like not the softy he's coming in as. He might still die, but they kind of give him a character arc and let him develop as a character into like a man by his own standards.
So if I told you he rides a dragon, would you think that's true or false?
I would think it's plausible, because again, it's either, I feel like he's either dead off rip or he's gonna be like that dude.
If I told you he kills a White Walker, would you think that's true or false?
I think I am optimistic. I don't want Sam to die.
What if he was, let's say he's the first person to kill a White Walker, what would you say?
In the show, right? Yes. Not like ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think it's possible?
I like Sam as a character, so I'm saying this with what I want. Mm-hmm. Not like, because I'm split. Again, I'm literally 50-50. He's either dead off rip or he's going to do those three things.
Okay.
I'm hopeful he does those. I'm hopeful he kills a White Walker. I'm going to assume he doesn't out-battle it. I'm going to assume he, like, saves Jon Snow or something. Like, when it's about to kill someone else, it's distracted, and somehow he gets the best of it. How you kill those things, I have no idea.
Okay.
But they're going to do it. And then, yeah, if he could ride a dragon, that would be sick.
Okay.
I'd be happy for my boy. Because he just looks like...
Do you think he makes it to the end?
I'm going to go with no.
You don't think he makes it to the end?
Nope.
Okay. So Sam does not make it to the end.
I'm going to tell you probably no for most of those people, though.
I know all of it. So, my next person I will ask you is Arya.
Oh, yeah, she lives. She makes it to the end. Yeah, she's going to be really important.
Okay.
She's going to be like the girl boss soldier. Okay. She might end up being Head Stark, even in front of Jon Snow. Which I know Snow's not a Stark, but like she might be
Winterfell?
Yeah. She might run the whole thing.
The whole thing?
She's girl boss.
You just said you think Jon is going to be the
But I don't know. I think it's possible.
Everything's possible.
If it wasn't Jon, it's Ira.
Arya. Okay. So
I don't think it's any blonde, blue-eyed, little Aryan child.
Okay. So with Arya,
Laika,
if I told you that she goes blind, what would you say?
I'm sorry for... I don't know. She goes blind?
What if I told you she goes blind?
I know, but, like, you can't say that. And
I can say whatever I want.
I know, but, like... You introducing that idea makes me think it's definitely going to happen.
What would you say if she moves to the other continent and you never hear from her again?
No, I definitely don't think that happens. I think because she's like, I think she becomes like a good archer. I feel like.
Okay.
I feel like she becomes real special with the bow and arrow, and I don't know if she gets a dragon per se, but okay. I feel like she's gonna be a big character, and I think she lives through the whole series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you think she's
I know I just said I'm going to say no to all those.
A queen or something like that?
Yeah, I think she does something high power-wise politically.
Okay. Let's go with... Let's go with... Sansa.
The redhead daughter.
Yeah.
I don't think she makes it.
You don't think she makes it to the end?
No. I think she ends up against the family, though. I think she turns on the family with the Lannisters.
Lannisters, yeah.
Because of her love for Joffrey. I mean, she already kind of has, so that could be, like, foreshadowing of a much bigger plot later on.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Joffrey was asking his mom if he had to marry her, and she was saying yes. But he obviously hates the Starks, and something's happening there, too. But I do think that she ends up siding with them and being against the Starks. I just don't know how soon that happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think she dies?
I do think she dies. I think she overplays her hand, and I think she gets betrayed by the people that she betrayed her family for. Like, Joffrey and them.
Okay.
I don't know how, but...
Interesting. Okay. Let's see.
And because she let Lady die. It's her fault Lady died. Because she lied.
It's her fault that Lady
died. Yeah, because she couldn't betray her 13-year-old boy husband who got his butt kicked.
Yeah. What do you think happens to Joffrey? Do you think he makes it to the end?
I think he's, like, probably going to be, like, if not the main antagonist, he's going to be one of the main antagonists at the end. That's why I think that... the sister makes it pretty close to the end, but then she gets betrayed at the end.
Sansa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Joffrey and that side. But I think he ends up being like one of the main villains at the end because he's the grandson of the Wicked King, right? No, he's not.
No.
He's the son of Robert.
Yes.
I still feel that way. Sorry, the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
messes with me. Yeah, I still feel like he's going to end up being one of the bad guys against them, at least, like, within their nation.
Okay.
He's 13, so I have to imagine if his, like, character arc comes to, it's probably going to be, like, season 5 or 6 when he's, like, 18, 19.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what about Tyrion? Last we saw him, they threw him in the cell at the Eyrie with... The cell that doesn't have the wall.
Yeah, that's,
what do you think?
That would not be fun. Well, actually, it'd be kind of cool.
Happens to him. So you think he becomes the Hand?
Oh, yeah, I did say that. So I think he makes it through the series. I think he's kind of like a negative guy now and like rude. But I don't know. He's also shown like soft spots. So I think he develops more into that character.
Okay.
He's also smart, so I just think that he's going to continue to position himself. He's going to position himself where he needs to be. I think he knows that his siblings are boinking. I think that it was most likely him that set up that assassin to try and cover his siblings' misdeeds because he doesn't trust them to do it.
Okay.
So, I think he lives. Yeah, I think he ends up playing an important part for the good guys.
Okay. What about Littlefinger?
Ooh.
What do you think about him? Do you think he makes it to the end?
I currently like him. Do I think he makes it to the end? No. Do I think he makes it to the end of season one? I'd go more likely than not yes, but there's a good possibility he does not.
Okay.
Good character. I like how they all have just like their little eyes and ears everywhere. It was kind of weird though in the one scene where they were illustrating that because it was literally only people that were rats. There was not like regular people.
Yeah. Well, that's
so funny. It's like they're all spying on each other. No one's really doing anything.
Yeah.
He's a good fit. One, he gives me like Doctor Strange vibes. But the actor is a good fit for the role too. So I like he's like cunning, like kind of secretive, but like also coming in clutch with these little knowledge drops.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, he is in Peaky Blinders. He plays a gypsy. Well,
can you say that?
Not like a what you would traditionally think of as a gypsy, but he does play a very good role of Aberama Gold. Let's see. Who else?
How many characters was that? Was that four?
I think it was five.
Favorite scenes, maybe?
Yes. Favorite scene, favorite moment, favorite quote. Let's go favorite scene to start. What was your favorite scene in the five episodes we watched?
You know, as I kind of proposed that question to myself, we haven't really seen a ton of action yet, have we?
This is true, yeah.
So I was just thinking, because the most action we really got was... The first 5 minutes, which I think that's my favorite scene because those things are creepy as hell, but that's also kind of like easy to have as a favorite scene. Mm-hmm. So if I had to have a second one, I would say, again, I feel like these are the easiest scenes to pick, but the Jamie versus Ned fight we just saw, because something's finally happening and popping off.
All right. Okay.
So those would definitely be my favorite scenes.
Okay.
My favorite expression. I don't know if I've heard enough of anything. The only expressions I can think of is winter is coming, the seed is strong, and the Lannisters are always good for it or whatever. Have money.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Yeah, pays his debts.
The Lannister's always good for it.
He's got bread, you know.
Yeah, he does. Okay. So, favorite moment.
Is that not, like...
That'd be scene, but, like, was there a moment that you were just like, okay. So, I would say, for example... In these five episodes, when Arya is with the...
Yeah, do you have a favorite scene yet? Like, I know you've seen the show, like, of the first episodes we've watched.
So, my favorite scene of the first couple episodes that we've watched, favorite scene is probably... when Tyrion finally gets to pee off the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Because that's a good one. that was his thing. Like, he said he wanted to do it, and mm-hmm. he did it. And it's like,
so he hasn't done that yet? That was his first time seeing the wall, right?
Right, yep.
Okay.
And I don't... It's like, that's like kind of a favorite moment. Like, he said, like, yeah, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to... He set his mind to it, and he fucking accomplished it. Good for him. I think favorite scene. I do like when anything with John when he's fighting, because he is just that good. And, like, the cool thing about this show is, like, you'll hear, like, oh, so-and-so is a very good fighter, and so-and-so, like, could kick anybody's ass one-on-one and stuff like that. And, like, it's always interesting because it's, like, it would be cool to have, like, John versus, you know, one of these people that... they think is really, and I don't want to spoil anything, but just John versus, there's a couple people in mind, but he never gets to. And so just when he fights, though, like, he is a boss. And, like, John is somebody that you definitely will come to admire a lot and just... be in awe of. And then with the action thing, like, yeah, there wasn't much going on in these episodes, but this show has, like, battles that punctuate the show. So, like, Hard Home is one that is a fantastic one. The Long Night is, like, an hour and a half long episode where I'm not going to say anything, but it's a big fight. There's a couple, like, really huge fights. And the battle, I'm not going to say it because it might give things away, but I'll just leave it at that where you're going to be in for it.
It'd be so funny, like, listening to this, like, as a third person who's watched this show.
When you watch this whole thing, you're going to be, like, super pumped about it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's what I said. It's still, like, even though there's not a lot of fighting, like, I'm addicted to the narratives. Like, it's doing a really good job kind of, like, laying out, like, the field. Obviously, it's coming to a head and things are starting to get tense. And, like, there's little bits of action here and there. But I think, like, the next three episodes of season one, like, are going to be probably the most action-packed, I would assume. I'd be very disappointed if not.
I would say, yeah. In thinking back, like, back to season one, like, it's a lot of drama. That it is, like, a lot of setting things up. And did you ever watch, do you watch South Park?
Not really, but.
Okay. So it is just a lot of, like, they have that one South Park episode where they kind of spoof Game of Thrones. And it's a lot of just, like, meetings and, like, discussions.
Oh, and, like, I might have seen that one, like, a long, long time ago. It was an older one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
And that's what, like, this is. It, like, season one is very, like, oh, I gotta talk to you about this. And then, like, as it goes on, like, it will get more and more. It's gonna be raucous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I know, it sucks that I can't go home and watch more of this. It sucks. I'm going to have to go home. I've heard Succession's good, so I might watch that next. Or I got to watch something when I get home.
The Last of Us. Mandalorian.
Yeah. I know I don't have my own HBO account, but I have my buddy signed in on one of my Rokus upstairs. I just got to figure out which one.
There you go. We will sign off then.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
All of us here in the the two of us in the Tree Fort gang talking Thrones.
We appreciate you being here,
swinging by.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, find our social medias, follow us there. Eventually we're going to be posting content. Hopefully by the time this podcast is posted, we're going to be posting out memes and just stuff to laugh at.
Yeah. There's some funny things.
Yeah, we're just here to have fun, man. That's what this whole thing's about.
Meme lords.
But yeah, thanks for joining, guys. Next episode, we're going to be doing at the end of season one, which that's only three episodes, so I'm hoping there's a lot to talk about. We might want to try and get some talking points about this ahead of time.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah, because this is 5 hours, or five episodes. Yeah. Yeah, 20 minutes of content. It's like pulling teeth. So we're going to figure it out. But guys, we will see you next time.
See ya.
Peace.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Dramedy is written by Scott Roche and is performed and produced by Rhythm Scott.